Mrs. McGraw, the sergeant said, do you want to make a soldier out of your son, Ted? With a scarlet coat and a three-cocked hat. Now, Mrs. McGraw, wouldn't you like that with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. Mrs. McGraw, live by the seashore for the space of 7 long years or more, till she saw a big ship come sailing in the bay. Here's my son Ted, wish you clear the way with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? Have you been sailing on the Mediterranean? And have you any tidings of my son Ted? Is the poor boy living or is he dead with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. Then up stepped Ted without any legs, and in their place there were 2 wooden pegs. She kissed him 12 times or 2, crying, holy Moses, it isn't you with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. Were you drunk or were you blind when you left your 2 fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea? Wore your 2 fine legs from the knees away with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. I was not drunk and I was not blind when I left me 2 fine legs behind. But a cannonball on the 5th of May swept me 2 fine legs from the knees away with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. Teddy me by, the widow cried, them 2 fine legs was your mama's pride. Them stumps of a tree wouldn't do at all. Why didn't you run from the big cannonball with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a. All foreign wars I do proclaim between Napoleon and the King of Spain, and by Heron I'll make them rue the time that they swept the legs from a child of mine with me to Ria and the fal-de-diddle-la, to Rai-oo-Rai-oo-Rai-a.